Hello. Hello, this is Will from National Opinion Survey. I'm looking to speak to Jennifer Vasquez.
This is she.
Ms. Vasquez, just so you know, I'm not selling anything. I'm conducting an opinion survey, and I would like to ask you some questions about your attitudes and opinions. Do you have a minute?
Sure. I'll do the best I can.
Thank you so much. First question. With all due respect, when you think of yourself, do you think of yourself as a female, male, something else?
Female, dear.
Thank you very much. May I ask your the year of your birth? Only the year, not your birthday.
Sure. 94. 1994.
Thank you very much. Are you a registered voter, or like many other people, you're not registered?
I am a registered voter.
Thank you so much. Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
Yes, sir.
Is that a Mexican-American, Chicano, Puerto Rican, Cuban, Dominican?
Puerto Rican.
Puerto Rican. Thank you very much. Next question.
Mm-hmm.
This is for statistical purposes. May I ask, what race do you identify with? I know you already say Hispanic, but you have to say it again. So I'm going to read, and then you decide which one you want to pick. White, Black, African American, American Indian, Alaskan Native, Asian, Pacific Islander, Middle Eastern, Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
Hispanic, Latino.
Thank you so much. Next question. In general, do you feel negative or positive about each of the following? Your future.
Positive.
Thank you. The future of the planet?
Negative.
Thank you. The future of the country?
That's a hard one.
Take your time.
It's fine. I'll give you my first thoughts. It makes it easier.
It's a hard one. It's a hard one, definitely.
It is. But I'll just give you my initial thought. Negative.
Go ahead. Negative. Okay. Yeah. Thank you. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel your vote has to make change on issues that matter the most or are important to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means your vote has no power at all, and 10 means your vote has a lot of power. 0 to 10.
7.
Thank you. Of the following issues, which 3 are the most important to you? Education, mental health, student loans, economy and cost of living, climate change, national security, racism and discrimination, gun violence, health care, immigration, crime, abortion access. 3 of those.
Health care is 1.
Okay. Great.
Another one would be gun violence.
Okay, thank you.
And the last one would be education.
Thank you very much. Next question. Thinking about this chapter of your life, which 3 of the following do you currently prioritize the most? Contributing to positive change in your community, relationships like romantic partnerships or friendships, advancing in your career, hobbies and free time activities, having and caring for children, any of those so far?
Advancing in the career.
Okay. Okay, I'm going to continue reading. Maybe you find another 2. Having children and caring for children, improving or maintaining mental health, economic security and financial independence, caring for senior family members, improving or maintaining physical health, work-life balance, your education, any of those?
Jesus, you did say it. I don't want to make you repeat it. It's a lot.
No, that's okay. If you want me to repeat it, I'll do it. No problem. That's what I'm here for. Okay,
oh, my Atlanta.
Having or caring for children, improving and maintaining mental health, economic security and financial independence, caring
That's
for
it.
Senior... Okay. Okay. You need to choose one more. One more.
Okay.
Caring for senior family members, improving and maintaining physical health, work-life balance, your education.
Work-life balance.
Thank you so much. Next question. Which of the following traits are most important to your identity? You may choose up to three. Your profession, your sexual orientation, being a woman, being young, being American. Any of those so far?
Maybe being young, I guess.
Thank you. Your role in a relationship, like being a mother, caregiver, wife, friend, your hobbies or interests, your spiritual religious beliefs, your personality, being a member of your racial ethnic group, any of those?
Religious and spiritual beliefs.
Thank you so much. Next question. When you think about the American political system, which emotions do you feel most often? You may choose up to two. Hope, happiness, anger, frustration, disappointment, sadness, exhaustion, dread, pride.
Disappointed.
Thank you so much. Next question. Which of the following statements comes closest to your opinion? Statement number one. A government and political system work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people. Statement two. Our government and political system do not work effectively now to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people, but could do it in the future. Statement number three. The government and political system will likely never work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people. Which one you want to pick?
Number two.
Thank you so much. Next, what factors are most to blame for the U.S. government and political system not working effectively? You may choose up to three. Power-hungry politicians seeking control. Systematic racism. Politicians are out of touch with the daily life of most people. Corporate money has too much influence. Too many old white men in power. The two-party system. Not enough people getting involved to make her voice heard. Division and gridlock between political parties. Any of those?
Not enough people is one.
Okay. Okay.
And then, was I allowed to pick two, dear?
The two-party system? No, you can pick up to three or two.
Okay. And the two-party system was the other one.
Okay. That's basically it. Only two. That's it. Next question. How much do you think decisions made by the following affect your personal life? Do their decisions affect your personal life a lot, somewhat, a little, or not at all? Joe Biden.
Somewhat.
Somewhat. Thank you. Congress.
A lot.
A lot. Your city government.
A little.
A little. Okay. Community organizations like nonprofits, grassroots, coalitions.
Not at all.
Not at all. Thank you. Ballot initiatives, proposed laws that public votes on directly.
A lot.
A lot. Thank you. Your state government?
I would say a lot.
A lot. Thank you. The Supreme Court?
Somewhat.
Somewhat. Thank you. Next question. You will now hear some brief descriptions of cases recently decided by the U.S. Supreme Court. For each, please indicate how it affects your motivation to help enact change through civic participation like voting, signing petitions, contacting representatives, etc. The U.S. Supreme Court has ruled to block the student loan forgiveness program, which aimed to deliver up to $20,000 in relief to millions of borrowers. Do you feel very motivated by that statement, somewhat motivated, somewhat unmotivated, or not motivated at all?
A little motivated.
Okay. That would be somewhat motivated then.
Yes.
Okay.
Sorry.
The U.S. Supreme Court has ruled to end affirmative action, which means colleges and universities can no longer take race into consideration in admission. Somewhat, very unmotivated, not at all?
Not at all.
Not at all. Okay, thank you. In 2022, the U.S. Supreme Court struck down the right to abortion by overturning Roe versus Wade. Very motivated, somewhat unmotivated, not at all?
Somewhat motivated.
Okay, thank you. The U.S. Supreme Court has ruled to allow businesses to discriminate against LGBTQ plus customers and deny them services.
Somewhat motivated.
Thank you very much. Yes, so you know, we are at 51% now. In your opinion, how is that? No, I want to let you know so you know we're advancing.
We're good.
Okay. In your opinion, how effective are each of the following actions to make the change that you want to see in the U.S.? Attending a protest, do you think that's very effective? Somewhat effective, not very effective, or not effective at all?
Pretty effective, yeah. I'll mark it as effective.
Okay. That will be very or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Volunteering for an advocacy organization.
Somewhat effective.
Thank you. Sharing your opinion with friends and family in person or on social media.
Somewhat effective.
Thank you. Boycotting a company.
That's also somewhat effective.
Thank you. Contacting or attending an event with your elected representatives.
Very effective.
Thank you. Signing a petition.
Very effective.
Thank you. Voting in elections.
Very effective.
Thank you so much. Next question. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, please think about the barriers that may have made it harder for you to vote in certain elections. The following are barriers people have reported that keep them from voting, which best describes why you may not have voted in previous elections. You may choose up to three. You don't have to choose three. It could be one, two, or three. It's all up to you.
Yes.
You did not know enough about the candidates. You didn't think your vote will make a difference or will be counted properly. Inconvenience like long lines, distant polling, or ballot drop-off location. The candidates didn't represent your values. You did not have any time to vote. You didn't know how or when to vote or register. There was an intimidating presence at your polling place. Voting doesn't change things that matter to you. Any of those?
Yes, I have two of those. I didn't know enough about the candidates, and the candidates did not represent anything that I was.
Okay, perfect. Next. Yeah. For each of the following, please rate whether the information presented makes you want to engage more, less in the political system in the United States, like voting, signing petitions, contacting representatives. Statement number one. The federal government recently passed a new clean energy plan projected to cut pollution by 40% by the end of the decade. This is crucial since the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, IPCC, reported that we need to take action within the next 10 years to avoid pushing the planet past the point of catastrophic warming. We must continue to push measures like these for a livable and sustainable future. Do you engage a lot more, a little less, or a lot less?
A little more.
Thank you so much. In 2022, the Supreme Court struck down the right to abortion by overturning Roe versus Wade, restricting access for people across the country and triggering near total bans in 24 states. But young women have made it clear that we won't accept this attack on our rights by coming together to protest and vote against restrictive measures. Let's match this energy to protect the freedom to make our own decisions about our bodies. Do you engage a lot more, little less, or a lot less?
A little less.
Thank you. Right now, most of us are struggling with rising prices and low wages, while the wealthiest corporations are making record profits and paying $0 in federal taxes. The powerful few have always worked to rig the rules by paying politicians for policies that increase their own bottom line. We must fight back to demand that corporations be held accountable and pay their fair share. Do you engage a lot more, a little less, a lot less?
A lot more.
A lot more. Thank you so much. Young voters turned out in huge numbers in 2022, mobilized by the issues like abortion. We elected the highest number of women, LGBTQ, Black, Hispanic, and AAPI representatives in history. And our power is only growing. Millennial and Gen Z Americans will make up half of eligible voters by 2024, giving young voters decisive influence on election outcomes. Let's put this power into action so that our government reflects us and our values. Do you engage a lot more, a little less, a lot less?
A little less.
Less. Okay. Thank you. We are at 82% now. What are the media sources that you check most for new content? News or information articles online, national TV, news stations, Instagram, podcast, TikTok, Twitter, local TV news station, YouTube, Facebook, international news outlets, any of those?
Do you mind repeating the question?
No, not at all. What are the media sources that you check most for new content? News or informational articles online, national TV news stations, Instagram, podcasts, TikTok, Twitter, local TV news stations, YouTube, Facebook, international news outlets?
Facebook.
Facebook. Okay, thank you. Next. Thinking about the content you consume online, which topics do you seek out the most? Health, beauty, self-care, humor, memes, science, technology, news, current events, music, businesses, finance, government, politics, shows, movies, hobbies, tips or hacks, sports, any of those?
I was going to say not really.
really. the most likely
is tips or hacks.
Okay, tips and hacks. Thank you so much. Next, what is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree that you currently have? 12th grade or below, no high school diploma, high school graduate, diploma or equivalent, some college but no degree, associate degree, bachelor's degree, master's degree, professional degree?
I have a bachelor's.
Bachelor's. Okay, thank you so much. Do you consider yourself, one, heterosexual or straight, lesbian or gay, bisexual or something else?
Heterosexual.
Thank you so much. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated,
single.
Thank you. Are you the parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18?
No.
Okay. In politics today, do you consider yourself to be a Republican, Democrat, or independent?
Independent.
Thank you. Do you lean more towards the Republican Party, the Democrat Party, or neither?
Republican,
thank you. How would you describe your employment status? Full-time, part-time, temporarily, laid off, unemployed, retired, permanently disabled, homemaker, or stay-at-home parent, student?
Full-time.
Thank you so much. From whom did you vote in 2020 general elections for president? Or were you not able to vote? We have options for Joe Biden, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican, someone else, not eligible. You were too young.
No. I think that one was Joe.
Joe. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Joe Biden. Okay. Last year, that is 2022, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
$75,000.
Okay. That will be the end of our survey. I want to thank you once again for your time and every single one of your opinions, and thank you for being such a wonderful person.
Awesome. No problem.
Okay. Bye-bye. Thank you.
Have a good evening. Bye.
You too. Bye-bye.